more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Much of the public effort surrounding breast cancer involves raising money for research and awareness. But for people who are diagnosed with the disease and their families, the needs are often much more personal. A Milwaukee-based organization is building national momentum through its effort to provide personal mentorship to breast cancer patients and their loved ones. Mark Young is the president of the organization known as ABCD, After Breast Cancer Diagnosis. He's the first man to head the group, and he was with us in March to explain its unique approach to support. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Well, thank you, Mitch. It's really an honor to be here at Lake Effect. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're delighted to have you. We hear a lot about support for patients going through disease, whether it's breast cancer or any other disease. But the word that jumps out at me in the description of ABCD is mentorship. What does it mean to be a mentor in this context?
Mentorship is the signature service of ABCD. And our mission is to provide personalized one-to-one support for patients, families, and friends who are affected by breast cancer. We believe, and our founder, Melody Wilson, back in 1999, who started the organization, believed that one-on-one support from somebody who has a similar experience is extremely helpful to the process. So what we have developed is a program that provides free, personalized, one-to-one support for folks affected by breast cancer. And what we do is we match participants – that's the word we use to describe the people who seek our services – with our mentors who are volunteers who are all breast cancer survivors, or we have family members who have been affected, to provide support. And that comes in many ways – advice, answering questions, guidance to resources.
Well, right. I was going to ask what a mentorship – I mean, it seems clinical to call it a mentorship session. But what are the kinds of things that someone who is just going through, maybe has just been diagnosed, when she sits down with a mentor and talks, what are the kinds of topics that come up?
Well, it really depends on the individual situation, and each patient's situation is unique, and that's one of the most important things about our service. We have over 300 mentors who are survivors who have been trained to provide support services. We find out information from a participant, someone who's seeking our help, and if they are interested in a mentorship service, we then match their situation through our database with somebody of a similar age, similar economic circumstance, family circumstance, diagnosis, locale, and these kinds of things, so that the participant can have somebody who's gone through the very similar circumstance. The kinds of things that come up are wide ranging. Now, of course, we don't provide professional medical advice. That's done by the medical treaters. However, we can refer people to resources. We can talk about how other folks have gone through the many decisions that have to be made. Some are treatment decisions. Should I have chemotherapy? Should I not? Should I have reconstructive surgery? Should I not? And these kinds of things. Plus, the juggling of many of life's challenges, family, relationships, and those kinds of things.
You mentioned the founding of the organization, more than 15 years ago. Tell me the story of how the group came to be.
Well, many people, I'm sure, of the listeners know who Melody Wilson was. She was one of our city's most remarkable broadcast journalists. And Melody was diagnosed with breast cancer in the late 1990s, and many of us have heard the story. She found that while she had friends and family to resort to, there wasn't a real place to get a lot of answers about how can I manage through this, you know, issue of breast cancer. So she decided to create ABCD, and she's the one who conceived of the idea of personalized one-to-one support. And through her friendships and finding out information about other breast cancer survivors, she created the organization.
I imagine you probably get this question or observation a lot. People are probably surprised to hear there is a man who heads the organization today.
Well, I'm very proud and honored that I was recently chosen by our board to be the president. I am the first male president, and I was honored when I was invited to join the board about 4 years ago. I was the first man on the board. Obviously, and we now have several others, including Wayne Oldenburg and Bill Bazan, who are prominent people. The organization obviously is dedicated to breast cancer, which is dominated by female breast cancer. Only 2 to 4% of breast cancer diagnoses are men, but we do provide services for men, and so it's really an honor. I have to say that the board, which is primarily women, is one of the most impressive group of activists and business people that I've ever worked with.
I gather this was a group that was important to your wife as well?
Yes. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1999, and she's passed away in 2005. And the way we got involved with ABCD was that Erica and I, when we were with her doctor, Alonzo Walker out at Fredert, his nurse, Anna Purdy, had heard about ABCD and suggested that to us. And Erica contacted them and did get services from ABCD, which was a new organization. And what happened was that she had a rare type of breast cancer, inflammatory breast cancer. And as I recall, there were no mentors with that type of cancer at that time. And so she volunteered and became one of the original mentors through ABCD. And our family continued its support of ABCD. And after she passed and I continued our support, I was invited to join the board. And I'm very lucky.
Was her story of how she found and how, I guess, you found the organization, is that common? Is that where people generally – how people are generally referred? There's someone in their medical team that's heard about the work of ABCD?
That's a great question because it helps us get the word out how people can find out about us. Of course, we have a website now. It's abcdbreastcancersupport.org, I think. And it's out there for everybody to find out a lot of information about that. But we have built relationships with medical providers and hospitals, and we continue to do that to try to create a situation where the medical providers inform newly diagnosed patients of our services. That can happen in a couple of ways. One might just be handing out a brochure. On the other hand, we do have some relationships with some hospitals where they actually offer to seek the consent of the patient to provide the name of the patient to us, and then we can contact them. The other way that we're contacting people is that just this last year, and this is one of the most exciting developments for ABCD, which we've had a growth plan. We want to be a national organization and reach everybody nationally, and now we do through many states because of the internet and the phone systems. But about 6 or 8 months ago, an organization called Why Me, that's letter Y hyphen M-E, which was a breast cancer support system located in Chicago, they went out of business. And they had a national helpline 24/7. And we learned of that through our staff and our board of directors and aggressively sought to acquire those assets, and we have acquired those assets. So we have now we're not up 24/7 yet, but it's 5 days a week, 9 to 5, with our national helpline.
And I imagine with hope, if not plans, for growing beyond that?
Well, we're going to go 24/7. Our strategic plan says that we'll have that completed by December of this year, January of 14 at the latest. We've also added numerous volunteers. There were a large number of Why Me. Why Me was staffed by breast cancer survivors, and So the object is to have a national helpline, and through that also to offer our mentoring services, the one-on-one support.
How common is it for people who have been helped by ABCD to turn around and then become mentors themselves? And how great is the need at this point?
Well, that's something that we take a lot of pride in. We have a large percentage of participants who decide to become mentors. And this happens over and over again. And it just builds the entire support network.
And is there – I mean, is that something that you – I mean, it's a strange word, but actively recruit for? Do you as someone is being helped, does someone give them a friendly nudge and say, you know, we would love to have you on as a mentor as well?
I think that can happen. However, that's not part of the mentoring plan.
Sure.
Our plan is to provide the participant with the service they need. And, you know, that depends a lot on the participant and their contacts with us and so forth. I think most of the time it happens because the participant sees the value of the service and what they get out of it and decides to try to help others.
What makes you feel best about this work?
I think the most important thing about working with ABCD is that the personalized one-on-one support, which we call the power of one-to-one, makes a huge difference in the lives of the patients and the families or the friends who are involved. Of course, the medical treatment and the clinical care is absolutely critical. But anybody who's diagnosed with breast cancer or any kind of cancer goes through a lot, a strong sense of isolation. And the one-to-one support can make a big difference in that. We know that contact with through our mentorship program helps improve treatment compliance. We often have – people are afraid of lots of the treatments, and talking to somebody who's been through it can reduce that fear, and that helps with survival. Additionally, reducing stress is critical. There's a lot of studies that show that depression is a serious problem with cancer diagnosis. Post-traumatic stress disorder can be involved. And through support early on to help people see their way through the process makes a huge difference. And so helping people is what we're trying to do.
Well, Mark Young, thanks so much for your work and thanks so much for telling us about it.
Well, thank you, Mitch, and thanks to everybody here at WUWM and Lake Effect. It's been a real pleasure and we appreciate it.
It's our pleasure indeed. Thanks. Mark Young is president of the Milwaukee-based After Breast Cancer Diagnosis, or ABCD. There's a link to the group's website and its national helpline phone number from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. Young is also an attorney at the law firm of Habish, Habish & Rotier. One last break, and then another in a series of Lake Effect interns prepares for an album launch. We'll get a preview of the new CD, Twin Brother, when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.